This is Kent Lindquist. I'm back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I hope you make it a habit of joining us. We're going to continue to highlight the work of jazz organist Brother Jack McDuff. And we're going to play some swinging things for you in this second hour. Now, my jazz collection is full of a lot of great swinging items. I have a rather substantial collection, as a matter of fact. But I don't think I've got anything that swings much harder than this. This is Jack McDuff's from his album Live. And this is that working group that I had played in the first hour with Red Holloway on tenor sax. The guy who went on to become a pop star, George Benson on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums. He was, by the way, George was a great jazz guitarist. This is Live from the Front Room in Newark, New Jersey. And a little thing put together by Jack McDuff, and this is a real swinger. It's called Rock Candy.
The Front Room is proud to present America's most exciting jazz organist, Brother Jack McDuff.
I tell you, you don't, that doesn't get the blood flowing nothing well. That is just one of the hardest swingers you'll ever hear. It's a little thing called Rock Candy, written by Brother Jack McDuff, who you heard there on organ. And wonderful drumming by a great organ drummer, Joe Dukes. George Benson on guitar, and our friend, tenor sax man, Red Holloway. I'm going to turn now to something by a tenor sax man, long, tall Dexter Gordon. We haven't played anything by Dexter in a little while. We've got to rectify that right now and do something from his album, The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon, on the Jazzland label. And there's Dexter, of course, on tenor sax, Richard Boone on trombone, Dolo Coker out of piano, Lawrence Marable on drums. Let's listen to Dexter's rendition of Home Run.
Thank you.
our man, long, tall Dexter Gordon on tenor sax from his album on the Jazzland label, The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon. And you heard some fine Dexter's fine tenor sax, Richard Boone on trombone, Martin Banks on trumpet, Dolo Coker on piano. I'm going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Brother Jack McDuff, great jazz organist. And this is an album he put out on the Prestige label back in 1960. And he's backed up on this particular track by Bill Jennings on guitar, Wendell Marshall on bass, Alvin Johnson on drums. This is a little thing written by Brother Jack called Mac and Duff.
Thank you.
right. That was Organ Man, Brother Jack McDuff, from a Prestige album simply called Brother Jack, and a little Jack McDuff composition called Mac and Duff. You heard some fine guitar work there by Bill Jennings. Okay, now we're going to turn, do the ballad side of jazz. Well, one of the great jazz standards written by Bob Haggart, called What's New, and this is being played by the Paul Chambers Quintet. This is cut back in 1957 in May, so at this time Paul Chambers was the bass man with the Miles Davis Quintet, but he got to cut an album under the Blue Note label under his own name, and that's what we're going to hear now. Besides Paul on bass, we've got Donald Byrd on trumpet, Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Elvin Jones on drums. Let's listen to What's New.
Thank you.
album cut by bassist Paul Chambers on the Blue Note label back in 57. Fine trumpet work there by Donald Byrd, Clifford Jordan on tenor sax. And of course, Paul Chambers, the leader of the quintet on bass, doing Bob Haggart's composition, What's New. And now we're going to return to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that's Jack McDuff, and this is from his album Tough Duff, and cut on a Prestige label back in July of 1960. And in this particular track, we've got Jack assisted by Lem Winchester on vibes, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, and Bill Elliott on drums. This is Arnold Cobb's rather popular composition with the jazz musicians, Smooth Sailing.
Thank you.
Cobb's Smooth Sailing. That's from a Jack McDuff LP cut on the Prestige label called Tough Duff. And Jack was joined by Len Winchester on vibes and Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax on that particular track. Well, now we're going to dip into the Duke Ellington songbook, and we're going to do something where Duke himself is on piano and doing a Duke Ellington composition. This is something that was written by Duke called not Just Sitting in a Rocking. It was Duke's Big Four doing Everything But You, and on a Pabel album, and it was just a quartet with Joe Pass on guitar and Ray Brown on bass, and of course the Duke himself is at the piano. So let's listen to Duke's version of his own composition, Everything But You.
Thank you.
That was from the Duke Ellington songbook, and that was Duke himself on piano playing his own composition, Everything But You. That was Duke's Big Four, and the Big Four were, of course, Duke, Ray, Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. While we're in the Duke Ellington songbook mood, let's do one more thing by Duke, and that's Things Ain't What They Used to Be. This is an album called Clark Terry, Memories of Duke. Clark Terry on trumpet. Clark played in the Duke Ellington band for about 9 years, so he was well-versed in the Duke Ellington canon. And along with Clark, we've got Jack Wilson on piano. Joe Pass is back here on guitar. Ray Brown's back on bass. Let's listen to Things When They Ain't What They Used to Be. Thank you. a trumpet sound by one of the old Ellingtonians, Clark Terry, and also some fine guitar work there by Joe Pass doing Duke Ellington's composition, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, from Clark Terry's album Memories of Duke. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last 2 hours. We hope you've enjoyed the sounds. We're back here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, so hope you'll make it a habit of joining us each Sunday night for some good listening. I'm going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, and that's Jack McDuff. And this is his classic group that I think it was his best group down through the years, and that was with Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, Joe Dukes on drums. This is a little thing called Our Miss Brooks. Thank you.